Ladies and gentlemen, this is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stapley. That's the first time I do believe we've ever played that entire song. That's because I was having technical discussion with our engineer here. And I can't multitask. I can't talk to two people at the same time, you and the engineer. My apologies. The show is here. It is live. It is Friday, Open Phone Friday, on the 9th day of December 2005. And I'm going to have a chance to do news today, folks. You know, it's nice to interview guests. I mean, it's really good to interview guests. I like doing that. I like hearing from callers, their involvement, their questions. But every once in a while, I get an opportunity to do news. And I could have a stack a foot and a half high on my desk right now, but that wouldn't do me any good because I know I wouldn't have time to get through it. So we will take your phone calls today, and we will do some news, and we'll intersperse that along with you on this Open Phone Friday, 800-313-9443. Anything that you would like to bring up, anything of interest, any questions that you may have, something you may have heard that you haven't heard anybody else talking about, well, then here's the place to do it, folks. Open Phone Friday, 800-313-9443. Some of the stories I'm going to get into today, boy, this is going to take a while to get through. Rice with the indefensible brief. there's no torture bases in Europe. Dick Cheney, no, I didn't authorize people to torture other people. No, that's obscene. I mean, it's just... I use the word obscene now rather than absurd or insane. I just invented a new one. It's absane. Mr. Bush, by the way, and you're gonna love to hear this, but you're not gonna love to hear it because it is true, but you haven't heard this on any talk radio anywhere, any mainstream news outlets, how Mr. Bush really feels about our Constitution. You know the one that Bill Clinton said to Tony Blair that on the issue of gun control, he says, don't worry about it. I've got the Constitution, but I can get around that. Anymore, it's how they can lie, cheat, and steal, how they can subvert, ignore. And it's just an object for them to wipe their feet on the way to totalitarianism. So we'll come back. I'll lead off with that one. And down in Florida, 9/11 Truth Conference opens in Tampa. Pretty good size, little crowd down there. And internet censorship. It's bigger than what you think. We'll do all of that right after a little bit of the commercial break here. And we'll kick off this Open Phone Friday on the National Intel Report, 800-313-9443.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
Tell you what, before I get into all of this laid out in front of me, it's the only time I'm organized, folks, is when I do this program. Well, kind of, sort of. Joan in Austin. Hello, Joan.
Hi.
Hi.
I just had a question. I thought, wondered what you thought about this. I have a friend whose husband is in the Air Force, and they're supposed to get stationed to Iraq, but they suddenly switch it to Honduras.
Honduras? Really? Well, and you're asking me what I think about that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'd much rather be in Honduras than I would be Iraq.
Definitely, but it sounds like something's going on there.
Well, I'm not a military mole inside the DOD or inside of President Bush's head, so I wouldn't know how to answer that. I'm not aware, Joan, of anything being staged in Honduras for any military operations, but who knows nowadays?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if I got a chance to go to Honduras versus Iraq,
Sure.
I'll take Honduras any day of the week. You'll be down there with friendly spooks and kooks all over the place, retirees that they just want to melt away into the world's woodwork. Yeah. Anything else, Joan?
No.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know what's going on down in Honduras. But you know what? Now that Joan mentioned it, I'll file that away in my the back of my mind. And if I see something pop up, well, we'll see if there's anything to it. Well, this is going to be a tough story to do, and because I have to censor myself. Did he just say he has to censor his own show? Well, I don't like swearing on the air. The only time that I really do that is when I get extremely upset, and I'm always apologetic for it. But Doug Thompson, that does Capitol Hill Blue, and folks, you may think that all these characters in Washington, D.C., all of our Congress critters, all of our lobbyists, all of our lawyers up there, all the little step-and-fetchins, you know, whatever, that somehow that they're plugged into the Matrix and all they have to do is download the day's information and it uploads to their head. Well, not necessarily the case. Capitol Hill Blue is one of these political-based newspapers, but it's kind of not, I don't want to say the Inquirer of political magazines or insider sheets or whatever, but it's like one of those magazines where you can pick up the pulse and the beat that's going on in Washington, D.C., and what the scuttlebutt is, you know, that kind of a deal. And it doesn't get into space aliens or all that other stuff like Inquirer does. You know, the fascinating thing about these tabloid newspapers, they'll run a completely 100% dyed-in-the-wool legit story, but the readers don't know that because they're used to reading stuff about, well, Ross Perot was really married to a space alien, you know. I mean, that kind of stuff. You know, it's the same thing, the comments that I've had about various talk shows out there, and some of them are pretty big, that they do this kind of strange mix into the paranormal and the UFO stuff and the unexplained, and then they'll throw some hard news in there, or they'll have a guest on that's talking legitimate stuff, and I just never understood who these overnight people are. Who are they, and why the heck are you up at 4 o'clock in the morning listening to a four-hour show? Do you have anything else better to do, or do you have a life? Or a lot of people, and I don't want to be mean to them, but a lot of people have different varying work schedules and all that. But, man, I'll tell you what, if they can put Howard Stern on satellite radio and Howard cut his teeth on AM stations and FM stations across this country, if we can have that kind of diatribe, tripe, and basically, I guess you would categorize it as being entertainment. Not in my dictionary, but in the general dictionary out there of radio listeners and radio world. At any rate, Doug Thompson in Capitol Hill Blues does his rant here. And I was shocked, not shocked necessarily by the story, but how it was verified and that it actually did happen. And it will make perfect sense to the people that have been watching George Bush or Bill Clinton or any president, you know, since just about the founding fathers here, of how they've gone extra constitutional, in other words, outside of it. Last month, Republican congressional leaders filed into the Oval Office to meet with President George W. Bush and talk about renewing the controversial USA Patriot Act. I've had Bob Barr on. He's been on local radio here quite a bit. He wants to put Band-Aids on the dike that's getting ready to burst to drown us all. I say dump the Homeland Security and Patriot Act because they are absolutely useless. Okay? Several provisions of that act, Thompson says, passed in the shell shock period immediately following the 9/11 terrorist attacks, caused enough anger that liberal groups like the American Civil Liberties Union had joined forces with prominent conservatives like Phyllis Schlafly and, oh, there he is, Bob Barr to oppose renewal. GOP leaders told Bush that his hardcore push to renew the more onerous provisions of the act could further alienate conservatives still mad at the president from his botched attempt to nominate White House counsel Harriet Myers to the Supreme Court. And this is what Mr. Bush said, and I'm going to be polite because this is public domain airwaves, and we do have little children within earshot. He said, "I don't give a GD," Bush retorted. "I'm the president and the commander-in-chief. Do it my way." One of the aides sheepishly said, "Mr. President, there is a valid case that the provisions in this law undermine the Constitution." Mr. Bush responds, "Stop throwing the Constitution in my face," Bush screamed. "It's just a GD piece of paper." Folks, are you hearing this? The man that raised his right hand, put his left hand, I'm assuming that it was a Bible, to swear, protect, defend, all that stuff to the Constitution of the United States. And here's the commander in chief saying it's just a piece of paper. Thompson said, I've talked to three people present for the meeting that day, and they all confirmed that the President of the United States called the Constitution a GD'd piece of paper, and to the Bush administration, the Constitution of the United States is little more than toilet paper, stained from all that crap, as he says, that this group of power mad despots have dumped on the freedoms that that piece of paper used to guarantee. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, you know, that was his shill down here when Bush was governor of Texas. Gonzalez, while still White House counsel, wrote that the Constitution is an outdated document. Put aside for a moment political affiliation or personal beliefs, it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, Republican, or independent. It doesn't matter if you support the invasion of Iraq or not. Despite our differences, the Constitution has stood for two centuries as a defining document of our government and final source to determine, in the end, if something is legal or right. Every federal official, including the president, who takes an oath of office, swears to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States. Supreme Court Justice Anton Scalia says he cringes when somebody calls the Constitution a living document. Scalia said, how I hate the phrase we have a living document. We now have a Constitution that means whatever we want it to mean. The Constitution is not a living organism. Not a living organism, for Pete's sakes. As a judge, Scalia says, I don't have to prove that the Constitution is perfect. I just have to prove that it's better than anything else. President Bush, I like that. Thank you, Mr. Scalia. President Bush has proposed 7 amendments to the Constitution over the past 5 years, including a controversial amendment to define marriage as a union between men and women. Members of Congress have proposed some 11,000 amendments over the last decade, ranging from repeal to the right to bear arms to a constitutional ban on abortion. Scalia says the danger of tinkering with the Constitution comes from a loss of rights. He goes on to say we can take away rights just as we can grant new ones. Don't think it's a one-way street. And don't buy the White House hype that the USA Patriot Act is a necessary tool to fight terrorism. It is a dangerous law that infringes on the rights of every American citizen, and, as one brave aide told President Bush, something that undermines the Constitution of the United States. But why should Bush care? After all, the Constitution, in his words, and I'm quoting, is just a GD'd piece of paper. You know, that's enough for me. That's right there. That one little uttered statement from this little madman neocon that we have sitting in the White House right now, that's enough to lock this guy up in prison. Do you understand that, folks? That he has that much disrespect for the Constitution. And I'll ask you, you good Christian people out there, okay? You keep telling me how good Christians you are. Oh, George Bush, he's a godly man, he's a conservative Republican, and I voted for him, and if I could vote for him again for a third term, I'd certainly do it. Really? Then you don't know who God is, you don't know what the Bible is, and you don't know what the Constitution is, and you wouldn't know a good man if he jumped up out of a bush and bit you on your Achilles heel. That's our president. Just a piece of paper. 800-313-9443. What do you think about that, folks? I mean, here's a president supposed to have reverence for God and the faith and supposed to be steeped in the Bible, and he prays every day. Every day he prays. Well, if he does have faith in God, I think that's enough to grease his little skids to slide him right into hell. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Gatto Cafe is a new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gatto Cafe special is the secret ingredient reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gatto Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gatto Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gatto Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gatto Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yes, I'm the President of the United States, and I can just trash the Constitution. I can call it anything I want. Oh, I'm sorry. That was Bill Clinton, wasn't it? People are calling into the network, and they want to know where this came from, where the source is. Okay, here it is, folks. Capitol Hill Blue, December 9th, that's today, by Doug Thompson. He's the chief cook and bottle washer over there of Capitol Hill Blue. Or you can go to RBN Live, and I would make a suggestion. I would highly suggest... You know, I guess we've got to, I was going to say burn a few bushes here. No pun intended. But we've got to smoke this guy out, man. This is insulting. It's demeaning. I consider it to be bordering on treason, at least sedition. I mean, what do he raise his, why do they go through this act of raising the right hand to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against foreign enemies, foreign and domestic? Evidently, in the District of Criminals up there, they're all a bunch of sewer rats. Because these people aren't paying attention to the Constitution any longer. Now, folks, here's the question. Do we want a constitutional republic? Or do we want something that the next neocon batch dreams up? Or people that are controlled that are supposed to be from the left or the Democrats or whatever the case may be to do the same bidding that the previous Republican president did. It doesn't change, folks. It's just rearranged a little bit here and there. Faces and places change a little bit, but it's the same old stuff. So you can go to rbnlive.com, right on the front page there. Bush on the Constitution. And email that to people. Spread this far and wide. Let's make use of this internet. This was researched, verified by three witnesses that were there in that meeting. That's what this little Nero Nittler, let's call him Neo Nittler, this thing that is parading around and calling himself the President of the United States of America. We could almost switch Fidel Castro, put him in the White House, and send Georgie down there with the Cuban babes that roll the cigars on their laps or whatever they do down there. We could be no better off putting Fidel Castro in the White House. Strong statement, but it's true. Mike in Louisiana. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John. Long time no talk to. Long time listener.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a little twerp over there, and buddy, he's not a Texan, okay? I'm not going to say what he is, because y'all all know what he is.
Well, they usually scrape it off their cowboy boots down here before they go in the house, don't they?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to change the subject a bit if I can.
Go ahead.
Yesterday when I was walking my dogs, I met the sweetest old lady, and I wouldn't have met her, but she had an RBN bumper sticker. And I waited till she came back to her car, and I asked her about it, and she told me that I was the first and only person here in New Iberia, Louisiana, that she had talked to that validated her belief system.
Really?
Yes, and she also said she couldn't find you on the shortwave, so I called RBN and tuned you up and called her and gave her the number. She's probably listening right now, and her name is Miss Marie.
All right. Well, Miss Marie, if you're out there, welcome back.
She is to the point with her, and I didn't talk to her very long, and I don't really know her well. She's a new acquaintance. But she's telling me, you know how members of your family think you're crazy and think you're a kook if you know the truth and all that?
Well, mine didn't. I just threatened to shoot them if they didn't listen to me.
Ditto that, and yeah. I'm not a ditto head. But I wish you could tell her, say something to her to encourage her as far as for the truth is what it is. And
well, here's the problem, and I'm speaking directly to Miss Marie out there, Mike. You don't know how many friends you have out there until you start talking. Now, she obviously did something that attracted your attention. You saw the bumper sticker for the network.
Right.
And now that was a clue. But
right.
There's one thing, and somebody criticized me the other day because I beat up on the patriots in this country too much. And I heard that, and I thought, you know what? I pondered that and considered that for a moment, and I thought, well, have I been too hard on patriots in this country? Because we all know people out there. We've interviewed them on this program. I've been interviewing people for years now, people that are active, that are true activists, that are treating this as a national emergency that it is. And but the problem is that we are not being vocal enough, that there are many more people. And I wonder how many more people that are down right there in your neck of the woods that listen to this network or know what's going on. We have all kinds of friends that we have not yet met, and we have not shaken their hands, and we have not looked directly into their eyes and into their hearts.
Correct.
You know?
Correct.
So that's my response to that.
Well, can you imagine being, I don't know, I'm 61, and she looks like she's in her 70s, or, you know, she looks old enough to be my mother.
Uh-huh.
And can you imagine your grown children wanting to take you to the doctor and see if you're okay and think, well, you know, yeah, honey, you know, like you're having delusions of grandeur or hallucinations or something.
Yeah.
When what you have is the truth. My heart just goes out to this woman.
Well, and imagine what it's like. I'll tell you what, hang on just one second. Just hang on a second here. We'll carry you through the break. 800-313-9443. It's Open Phone Friday. Mike, hang on a second because there's a few more words I want to say about this. Hang on. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Mike, during the break, I was thinking about this. Imagine what it's like. You're 61, and you said this woman is in her 70s. Imagine walking around feeling really alone.
Really alone.
Watching and witnessing the destruction of the country that she loves so much. What a lonely thing that is.
That's the nature of my call today, sir.
And I have not, and if people think that I have been real hard on good patriotic Americans out there, if you took it that way, I apologize. But I don't apologize for my intent. And that's to get us wrangled up, to get us in action, to get us, just talking together, communicating with each other, to let each other know that, no, we're not alone. There's many, 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 many people that feel the same way. I got a call yesterday, and she's probably listening to the show today. It was a doctor in Western Pennsylvania, and I'm going to have her on the air. And I asked her, I said, well, how long have you been listening? She said, I'm relatively new. She said, but I've been listening to your show. And I said, how did you learn about it? She said, from another doctor that suggested, that gave me the website and the way that I think we're on a radio station up there in Western Pennsylvania somewhere. But at any rate, suggested that I tune in and listen to the program. And I talked to this woman for about 15 minutes. She's a doctor. She's in her late 40s, has children, and just cannot believe the state of the state. Just cannot believe what's going on. So and this is demonstrating just simply what we need to do is just make the utterance.
just give the other people an indication that I know what it's like to be an American. I know what it used to be like. I know what it's like to live in a constitutional republic. I understand. And not to be shameful about this, to proclaim it proudly and boldly and at the top of your lungs if necessary. There's a lot of people out there that feel the same way.
We have the truth.
Yep. We just
truth
need to...
is not always pretty to the rest of our family or to our close acquaintances. It's so much easier to reject the messenger that you did it. It's not hard to do.
Well,
to stay in that comfort zone.
Well, but you know, how much pleasure can a person derive from cowardice?
Zero.
That's right, but yet they continue to do it, and that's okay, because I always consider that to be the furniture, to either be moved, walked over, or put out on the street corner and be hauled away. These people are useless to themselves and useless to their fellow Americans. And
well,
sitting...
I may not be much over here, but my course is set, and I can't turn from it. I just can't do it. It's an impossibility. I can't go back to being a Super Bowl freak or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
The die is cast.
Well, then, like we've said before, the lights are on and somebody's home.
Well, okay, I just wanted to make you aware there, and of course, kudos to you. I had missed you there on shortwave for a while, and I still miss Mark.
Yeah.
And I still miss Bill Cooper.
Yeah.
And but we are, if I may dare say so, all of us, some kind of brotherhood, because we share the truth and we know the truth, and we are seemingly in the minority, but we can't stop, and we won't stop, and we are unstoppable because the truth can't be buried.
I understand, and thank you for your call. I appreciate
it. Okay, I'm going to hang up now. Thank you, John.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you for your call. That's all we have to do, folks. That's all we have. This is what... Gosh, I thought I was losing my mind here for a while, because I thought, you know, John, you're being real repetitive. You're sounding like a broken record. You keep saying that, you know, the Patriots should be doing more out there, communicating the message. At least, for gosh sakes, let them know where they can hear somebody that's talking like Americans used to talk. And but some people out there, and these are the people that I'm hard on, and if you think I'm being hard on you, tough nuggies, okay? Because there's only one way in which I know to get back on the track to restoring this constitutional republic, and it takes the people, you people out there. So if somebody feels that I'm being too hard on them, well, hey, I make no apologies. You know, if you got offended for some reason, I'll apologize for you being offended, I guess. But look what is at stake here. Look what you're witnessing crumbling right before your very eyes. And you tell me if we got the time to be polite. You tell me if we got the time to just mutter around endlessly. Or do we get serious about this and start at least vocalizing, at least proclaiming who and what we are? Do you think it's politically incorrect to believe in the Constitution of the United States or your state's constitution? Yes, we've done programming. We know how it's flipped. Don't give me phone calls on it, because we do a program every Thursday. If you haven't heard it, tune in. Alan in Texas. Hello, Alan.
Hey, I offend people all the time. Don't worry about it.
Good.
No, I'm calling from Bush's hometown, as a matter of fact, Midland, Texas. In fact, the house he grew up in is about half a mile from my office here. And, you know, the scary thing is that everything that's going on now in this second term is just exactly what I had anticipated. I knew, I mean, as bad as the first term was, I anticipated everything just crumbling as it is in his second term. And I'm just looking over this article here. Now, this was relayed to you from someone in the White House. I just want to know, because I'm going to email this to people.
No, actually, my webmaster, he gets up in the early hours of the day and starts perusing the website. And he went across, I've referred to CapitolHillBlue.com before, and he just checked the site, and boom, there the story was. So
I see.
He took it and he pasted it right on the front page of RBN Live.
This quote here from Gonzalez Is there any source for that? It just says while he was a White House counsel wrote that the Constitution. Is there any date on that or anything can we
that,
find?
That stuck out at me also. The one thing I don't like is when somebody does a story on like this, that they don't cite the source, day, date, and time, or news article, or whatever the case is.
See, that'll be important, because if that Gonzalez guy comes up for a Supreme Court nomination,
yeah.
Which some people are thinking, if Bush has a third one, that's who he'll throw out there. We got to keep that quote. If we can document that, we've got to keep that.
Well, but let me suggest that we may be putting a cart before the horse. If we got rid of Bush, would Gonzalez even be around?
Yeah. Well, no.
That's right. All right. Anything else, sir?
That's it. Enjoy the show.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling, Alan in Texas. Oh, I'm sorry. That was Alan. Brian in Pennsylvania. Let me go to PA. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Brian from Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to comment about the previous caller. He said that he spoke with Miss Marie, and her family was feeling that she was nuts for talking about some of the things that she was talking about. And I would really like to try to maybe ease her mind a little bit. By relaying my own experiences. I've been listening to alternative broadcasting for probably the last 5 years or so. Recently got into a relationship with a woman and shared some of the things that I've learned with her.
And how did that turn out?
Well, you know, at first, she thought I was nuts. She said, man, check this out. I fell in love with this guy and find out he's a nut. But the more that I spoke to her and the more that she read the papers, I would talk about things, and 2 or 3 days later, it would be in the newspaper. For instance, climate control. Now, you got to admit that sounds far-fetched. That sounds like something from Star Wars.
That sounds nutty. I'll agree with you.
You sound like a nut if mm-hmm. you say that they can control the weather. But there was a little blurb in the back of our local paper. By the way, I am from northwestern Pennsylvania.
Okay.
You spoke about this doctor. In our local paper, there's a little blurb in the back of the paper that spoke about Russia and China being at odds with the U.S., over climate control. And I show it to her. I said, look, here it is. So the more I spoke with her and the more that she read the papers and listened to the radio and watched the local news, the more that she started to believe the things that I was telling her. I got a few videos and, shared them with her. And, she is one of the greatest proponents for our cause that I know now.
I'm glad you said that, because it's real tough to stay in love with somebody that thinks you're a nut, you're a wingnut.
You're not kidding. I'm sure.
Yeah.
And I can understand her point of view.
Sure.
You know, because when I first started listening to these broadcasts, it was, at first, to be honest, it was entertaining. And it was nice to think, that maybe there is something to it. But the more that I listened and the more that I shared with other people, the more that I believed and the more that they were convinced. So, Miss Marie, you just keep talking. You keep sharing what you learn with others. They will see. They'll come around. If they have eyes, they will see.
And rest assured. Yeah, and to know, Miss Marie, that you're not alone. There's millions of us that feel the same way. We just got to start talking to each other.
That's right. I have a niece who is in the military. She was in Iraq. And her father is one of the proudest flag-waving Americans around. He is one of the hardest people for me to win over. He thinks I'm a nut, but that's okay because he's going to learn, too. You know, he was a Bush supporter. He voted for Bush, and he just doesn't see... And he doesn't listen to these broadcasts. He's one of the hardest people to win over, and sometimes family is.
Yeah.
But Marie, you just keep talking to you, keep sharing this information with your family and your friends. If they have eyes, they will see. Thank you very much for your time.
All right. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it very much. I mean, you, folks, Brian, what he said and the previous caller, do you know how many times I've heard this since I've been in broadcasting? You know, and it may shock and surprise some of you out there. Some days I wake up and I have to do a check with myself to make sure that, you know, the previous 13 years of work, that this wasn't just a Rip Van Winkle nightmare. And that some days that I wake up and I stop and I think to myself, is this really happening? Now, that may shock some people out there that I've been broadcasting for a long time, covering these issues, covering all the gory little details of it, you know, getting into it, ripping them apart, demonstrating it, showing it to a lot of people. You know, I sometimes don't want to believe that this is actually going on, but it is. It's a waking nightmare. And it continues, and it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And I understand how a lot of you out there have, I don't want to say become jaded or reticent to talk to another individual. You know, because I do understand the plight out there. I understand what it's like to get beat up because you have an unpopular view. You know, you've come out and you've said, wait a minute, the world isn't flat. You've come out and said, wait a minute, the moon isn't made of cheese, you know. You've come from a different perspective. And for all of you out there that have gone through the pains to educate yourself and then in turn educate other people, I understand the process. I understand it all too well. But that doesn't excuse our lack of inactivity. Now, God bless that lady because she stuck one of our bumper stickers on there. I don't care what kind of bumper sticker you put on your car to go for information to anywhere, but just get them out of the paradigm. As a matter of fact, bumper stickers are a good way. You can become a rolling billboard for the truth. And I have chided, I've begged, I've pleaded, I've yelled at, I've cajoled, I've done all those things to have people to put a lousy little bumper sticker on their cars. And don't put it on the bumper. Put it right below the third eye in your back window or right above it. And the neat thing about it is they're made out of this high-quality plastic that doesn't shred or is not hard to get off of the car or whatever the case may be. And the neat thing about it is it's a tad bit transparent. So when you look in your rearview mirror, you see the same thing that somebody would be looking at if they were looking from the back end of your car. Write down this address, folks. We give free bumper stickers away. And it's not to promote us for product sales or anything else. It's to promote the truth and get the information out there. Look what happened to this gentleman that recognized somebody that had that bumper sticker on their car. Boom, there is a like mind. Boom, there's somebody that's awake. Oh, this one has glasses. It can see. 1015, just write RBM. 1015 South Mays, MAYS, Suite 100. Good old Round Rock, Texas. That's two words, Round Rock, Texas. 78664. And then don't call me up for 50 bumper stickers, because we have to still pay for them. But if you have family members, your car, relatives, somebody that will put this on their car, do it, folks, and put it up high enough on the car. Put it on the back window. Because when you're sitting in traffic, which a lot of people do, they get too close to the back end of the car in front of them, you can't see the bumper sticker. So put it right in their line of sight. RBN, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Be a partner, folks, in bringing this country back. It can be done. Charles in California. Hello, Charles.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I'm a new listener to RBN, former GCN listener, and I've listened to all the different shows on all the Patriot stations, and I've found that Republic is the number one in my book, and I intend to send you a donation, and every month, starting next week, I'm going to send you off money.
Well, we appreciate that.
Because,
yeah.
I don't want you going off the air, just as I found you. I used to think you were only a shortwave station. As I got a computer about a year ago, I started listening to all the other Patriot stations, but I found that you are the number one Patriot station.
And we're still in the fledgling stage, Charles. We're still gaining traction here.
And I want you to know that I go around every week. I sell in an art show in Santa Barbara, and I've been doing it for the last 20 years. I make wind chimes, and I hand out flyers to people. I give movies that I make copy of, like Alex Jones's videos and stuff, and I try to wake everybody up. But unfortunately, most people think I'm a kook.
Well, you just mentioned one of the best shows on GCN. And, well, and in my estimation, it's the best over there. And for my money, it is the only show that they have on GCN. Do me a favor. Just hang on a second. We've got to take this break. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As a matter of fact, if you go up, folks, to the website, on the right-hand side of the page, right below the Partners button there, we have a sheet for Republic Broadcasting Network, real news, real talk, real people. You can handle the truth. And it tells about the network, what we talk about, immigration, illegal immigration, civil liberties, national security, social security, international trade, terrorism, economy, judicial decisions, about your children's future. And of course, there is a programming schedule It doesn't include the shortwave frequencies, but it's the lineup for the network. And Danny just updated that. So download it, folks. It's a wonderful thing to do and pass it out. Charles in California, still with me?
Yes.
Yeah. And I appreciate you doing that. And you just recently tuned into the network, right?
Yeah. I used to think you were just a shortwave station. I stopped listening to shortwave because it comes in bad in California.
Well, you may want to try next hour. In about 5 minutes, we switch over to 50-50. It's still, what, you guys are, what, 2 hours behind us?
Yes.
So it's only, what, 3 o'clock
here now.
3 o'clock. Yeah, that's kind of, it might be too much daylight out there. But the 50-50, we finally got a shortwave station that the antenna is aimed across the United States and over California there, so...
The only guy I listen to on shortwave anymore is Tex Mars on Saturday and Sunday nights. That's it.
Well, and by the way, Tex is going to be in studio next week with his book, Codex Magica.
Already have it. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, good deal.
Hey, listen, I wanted to just say another quick word here.
Mm-hmm.
The reason how I woke up was about 10 years ago, my brother, who's now deceased, used to tell me about the Bilderbergs and all this, and I was a left-wing liberal at the time, and I used to say, oh no, you're crazy and you're a kook and all this. And then finally he passed away about 2000, the year 1999, actually it was 98, and I never thought much about it. But then when 9/11 happened, I started waking up, and I used to listen to Amy Goodman, Democracy Now!, which I don't listen to anymore,
right,
after I learned about the left-wing gatekeepers.
Uh-huh.
And I gradually started listening to Alex Jones. I found him when I bought a shortwave radio a couple years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. And I started listening to him and evolved into buying a better computer and getting the Internet, a DSL. And so now I listen to all the various stations. But I found that GCN just had too many commercials, very annoying, and you have to wait too long to talk. So I stopped listening to the station altogether.
Yeah, and that's we have the same clock as they do, and what we've been discussing here is cutting back on the commercial time. We've actually we're considering doing that, and we're looking at the clock right now to start whacking out a few minutes here and there.
Well, I think GCN. I know you used to own it or work there, but I think they have a lot more commercials than your station, because I just seems like every 5 minutes there's 5 minutes worth of commercials, so I just cut it loose altogether.
Yeah.
I no longer listen to the station at all.
Well, and a good thing about the good networks is they then become competition, and the best thing about competition is it develops a better product.
And another thing they did was they started charging to listen, and then they would cut me off because I had my cookies on. They would make it so I couldn't even get on unless I subscribed, so I just totally cut them loose.
Well,
can you imagine that, the nerve? And I heard that Ted Anderson guy made like $5 million selling gold.
I don't know how much money he's made, but I can tell you the gold and silver market for the longest time went in a dumpster. I hope the man has managed to pay his bills over there, because we had a hard time over here. Hey, thanks for your call, Charles. Keep on keeping on, my friend. Coming from left-wing liberal to here today, listening to us. Now, folks, if that can happen, I do believe anything is possible. 50-50 on the next hour of the National Intel Report on your international shortwave radio. And, of course, if you're listening to us AM/FM, we'll be right back with you. Second hour coming at you.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.